Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. What a pleasure it is to serve you this morning. That's what we are here to do, to make you smile and roll your eyes and all of those things.
Let's get top off your coffee, hon?
Yeah, top off your coffee. Top off your coffee. Don't call me hon either. It's very, very...
Only diner waitresses are allowed to call you hun.
My wife won't let me call people hun and stuff anymore. I used to. Oh, thanks, sweetie.
And she's right.
She's right.
But if you work at a diner, you're allowed to call your customers hun.
If I do it now, I'm a misogynist pig. That's what I've learned. I thought I was just a sweet boy with southern charm. No, you're a misogynist pig. Okay. All right. So I won't call anybody hun. Hey, how you doing, hun? Hey, sweetheart, how are you? And it's kind of creepy now that I think about it. If I really break it down, it is a bit creepy. Like,
do you call Hannah, hon?
Or yeah, yeah, I call babe.
Yeah.
Sugar teas is a big one in our house. Sweet angel. And then some, if it goes the other way, there's other, you know, a-hole.
I'm not overly syrupy when it comes to our pet names.
I'm not surprised.
I get a lot. We do a lot. Hey, buddy.
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 That's odd.
But in a sweet, like...
Hey, roomie.
Yeah. Kind of nice way.
You got the rent?
Hey, pal.
Did you drink my orange juice, please? Like, keep your hands off my orange juice. Thank you. Sweetheart. Buddy is... it's an interesting one. I'm Woodsy. My buddy is Paul Reindl. He's our executive producer. My other buddy is Ben Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor. How are my buddies doing this morning?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Doing
not,
good.
Not bad. I'm settling into my new do.
Yes.
My new quad.
Okay, so I want to get into your hair ASAP. So, Ben, for the first time ever, I think, honestly, about 2 weeks into meeting Ben, I said to him, where do you get your hair cut? Because it looks like somebody cut it with a shoe. And he said, well, what are you talking about? I said, it looks like somebody cut it with like a shoe, like a dull shoe. And so he said, I go to Sport Clips. And I laughed. And he said, "Why? I got sports. I got the hot towel. There's a locker. It's cool. Like I'm in a locker room." And I said, "All right, but you're a grown man. Sport Clips is for, you know, little kids and stuff. And like, whatever. Grown man goes and gets a professional haircut. And you, we have argued about it for 7 years. All of a sudden, yesterday, 9:21 is. I'll never forget it.
Yep.
He drops the hammer. Yeah, I'm going to a salon today to get my hair cut. And it almost gave me a heart attack. I couldn't believe it. And so I want to know all of the details about your really first salon experience.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to call it a salon experience. It was still a barber shop. You know, it was a chair. It was a guy who had been recommended and wanted to cut my hair. You know, a friend Tony had said, hey, give this guy a try.
And his name again was
Juan. And so I showed up for my... my appointment that I had scheduled with Juan, and he was ready, waiting for me, said hello, hopped into his chair, and you know, talked a little bit about how I cut my hair, and he said, all right, I mean, and he basically, you know, just went to work, and he was definitely a lot more detailed than I'm used to.
Yes.
Sitting in the chair.
Yes.
It was a similar experience, but he took everything to the next level. He spent a lot more time
sides.
Even with the on the sides.
Yep.
I mean, usually when I go, that process takes about maybe 60 seconds. With him, it was a good, you know, 15-20 minutes of going carefully over everything, and then really carefully with the scissors as he's trying to, and then even as we went, I was thinking, my goodness, I've been here like 45 minutes. I've never sat in a chair this long in my life.
Yeah.
And he started using like a straight razor on my hair to shape it. And I go, I've never seen this before.
Yes, yeah. This is
in
standard.
My life to kind of, he said, gives it a little texture so everything's not, you know, exactly the same.
It looks phenomenal.
I appreciate that because I couldn't really, I'm like some people in our chat who say it looks the same.
Show
to
the
me.
Back.
I did show the back.
No, you got to move. You're covering up with your headphones. Look at, I mean, Paulie, you can see the major difference in the back of your head.
I will say, like, on the side, because you were telling us how you get your hair cut usually, and, like, I don't see a whole lot of the, like, shorter on the side blending, but it looks clean.
It looks clean.
I'll take your word for it. The only time I ever see the back of my hair is when, you know, they hold the mirror to the mirror, and you kind of look from the side. And it's hard to tell how the back of your head looks, so I'm glad the back of my head now looks better than it used to.
Well, and the other thing, too, is now you see what somebody that truly cares about your hair will do, the effort they'll put in. It's like going to get surgery. Do you want a surgery you can get done in 15 minutes? Or do you want the guy to actually spend an hour taking your kidneys out or whatever he's doing? Hey, I'll get you in and out in 15. No, I don't want a 15-minute surgery. I want you to care.
Get you a hot towel
at the end. Oh, I'll do a 15-minute surgery as long as there's basketball.
Take your
kidney
out, get you a hot towel. Get you one of those little massage guns for a minute.
Now, was there also a like a feeling of I'm being pampered a little bit, taken care of a little bit? There's care involved. That's part of the reason that you go to somebody that's like a real hair artist.
I mean, I think there was professional pride.
Yes.
There was no like it was not a luxurious shop.
Nobody's
was
rubbing just, your feet or anything.
It was just a chair, and you know that was it. There was no coffee or extra, you know, perks or anything.
Amenities.
In fact, you get more perks at Sport Clips with the hot towel.
That's fair.
And the massaging, vibrating chair and everything. There was none of that.
Yeah, that's all bells and whistles to compensate for a crap haircut.
I'll tell you, the chair I sat in was so vintage, it had ashtrays built into it. That's how you know something's been around a long time.
I honestly can't think of anything cooler in the world. Sitting down, firing up a heater, and letting some guy cut my hair. I mean, that's like the dream for me. That is the dream. Man, I am so happy for you. And I hope you go back. Probably more than you wanted to spend. But you can tell the difference. It's like, we've talked about it before. There's a few things that it's worth the extra whatever. Even if it's 50% more.
I mean, for me, it was about 40 to 50% more. But not ridiculously so.
I
think everyone knows what a Sport Clips cut costs.
Yeah.
So, you know, add like 40% to that. It wasn't insane.
Yeah, you look great. You look really, really good.
Proud of you.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, too. It's really stepping out of your comfort zone.
Based on your guys' reaction, I'm definitely going back.
Good. And you know, listen, this is the next step. Then we're going to get you, like, you know, because I don't wear jeans anymore. Do you, Paulie?
No.
I haven't worn a pair of jeans.
I haven't worn jeans in years.
He has jeans. Now we're going to get you some nice jeans. That's the next step. Some really nice jeans. I'll buy them for you for like your birthday or something.
Swear to God, Ben, you can feel the difference.
And they last for like a decade too. Like it's money. There's a few things you spend money on. That's one of them. And the haircut is definitely another one.
I started doing that probably in high school.
Yeah,
I put on like good, like, you know, Lucky or something, and you're just like, it just the denim. It feels better.
Bro,
it feels good.
We were telling these.
You don't feel like you're gonna get a rash by walking around.
We were telling these. I was telling these stories. There's a mom that we're really good friends with, and Bo and their son is they're their best friends, right? And he wants a new baseball bat, and the mom, he deserves a new baseball bat. And the mom is like, I'm not getting him the one he wants. And I go, why? She goes, it's too flashy. It's this. It's like looks like flames almost. And all the kids,
it's like a hot rod for baseball bats.
It's called the Hype Fire, and all the kids have it. And it's expensive. She wants to get him another bat of the same price that is not the one he wants. So I'm right. She's willing to spend the money. She goes, the Hype Fire is just too flashy. And I said, you can't do this to him. And she goes, well, why not? It's the same price. I go, exactly. Get him the one he wants.
Now, we've all been there where, I remember, it was a black voodoo. The black magic voodoo bat. Best bat I've ever had. Black and red. It was like
That was the voodoo. I had the black magic, black and yellow.
It was like $250 at the time when I was, 11. And I wanted it. Because all the cool kids had one.
Of course.
My mom, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
So I got like the $40 bat. The Easton, the silver Easton,
the Terminator.
Yeah,
bats.
The Terminator of bats.
Yeah, yeah. Don't know that I ever got a hit with it.
Right,
but that's at least a lesson you can learn.
Yeah,
like, if you're going to get the same value bat, I would.
So get him.
I would just want that bat.
So that's the thing. So I'm telling. She's like, well, I go, do you realize that you're going to do irreparable damage to him? She's like, no, that means he's spoiled. I go, no, it doesn't. I remember going with my dad school shopping every year. I'm in therapy still because of it. My dad would be like, what about these jeans? And he'd hold up these jeans. They cost $1. And they're way blue. And I go, I don't want those jeans. Why not? And I'm like, what do you mean, why not? Look how blue they are. He's like, oh, blue jeans are too blue now, I guess. It was a gang fight every time I went with this man to shop for clothes. A gang fight. I'd leave, like crying and walking out with my blue jeans. I swear on my mother. He bought me a pair of jeans once from like Burlington Coat Factory. And I put them on. And the end of the day when I took them off, my legs were blue from the dye. I had blue legs. And I was like, I hate everybody. And you just want to fit in. You want to look cool. And my dad didn't get, well, why not these shoes? Well, there's too much. They're too black. Now the shoes are too black. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore, man. So I told her, I go, if he wants the Hype Fire, get him the Hype Fire. If you're willing to spend the same amount of money, get him what he wants.
Oh, man.
I understand. Like, she's like, it's too flashy. It's not him. I go, it is him because that's the one he wants. You get it for him. Look at this, man. Andy says, anytime I school shop with my dad, that. I always left looking 65. Yeah, you're walking out with some thick-ass New Balance sneakers, which weren't cool at all back in the day. There was another brand. Kappa was another brand. There was a British. Do you remember the shoes, British? They were like British. They were like a British. They had like a
brand.
Yeah,
British brand. I remember when shoes started becoming.
I'm starting to have hyperventilate.
You know, kids started getting like Nikes.
British Knights, yes.
And they weren't just white. And I used to always just have the regular plain white tennis shoes. But then kids started having cooler shoes, and it took me a long time to catch up.
My blue legs in the shower trying to scrub jean dye. I told you these were too dark.
I remember wanting like, $90, which nowadays isn't that much for a pair of shoes, but like some Nikes. And my mom's like, oh, it's just, Payless has the same shoes.
Same shoes.
They're not the same shoes, actually. The $20 Shaqs are not the same as the $90 Air Force Ones.
I know, dude.
And I will never, ever forget, probably 12 years old, somebody's like, oh, what shoe size are you? You're growing and everything.
Yeah.
And I did the old check the bottom of the shoe, which was a absolute tell that you go to Payless. They were the only shoes that still had the size on the bottom of the shoe.
On the bottom of the shoe.
So here I am at 12. Recess. I'm a 9. And somebody goes, Paul gets his shoes at Payless.
Yeah, he's Payless Paul for the rest of his life.
I was done.
You're
done.
Mom,
I hate you.
Yeah, I hate you. You're in therapy. It's just, Payless Paul for the rest of your life. Hey, look who's, old Payless is here. Yep, that's me, old Payless Paul.
You wonder why I buy nice shoes now.
Dude, 100%.
It's traumatized.
100%. That's why I've spent $300 on jeans before. It's exactly why.
Pauly did make an observation last night that I thought was very, very accurate about what was going on yesterday. We will set the menu for the program coming up. Obviously, we are still on Roki Sasaki watch, so keeping an eye out if any news comes out. There was some news last night. We will share it with you coming up in our next segment. First, though, Woods, you are up first in the order this morning.
I am. I just wanted to let everybody know, too, today is actual National Nothing Day. Did you know that? Today is National perfect. Nothing Day, which is a perfect fit for this show. But wanted to tell you about Underdog, California sports fan. Great news. Underdog available to play right here in our state. Best place to cash in on all of your takes during the playoffs. Which players are going to go off? Which ones will be ice cold? Man, you got a lot of options this week. You really, really do. You got basketball. You got football. It's going to be a blast. Cook up some entries for a shot to win real cash. All playoffs long. I have been winning. I've been having a blast. They are the only platform that puts the power to cash out right in your hands. You can keep it riding with your entry, or you tap the win now button, cash out whenever you like. And that's nice. You're like, I guarantee, you know what? I'll take it. I guarantee myself something today. That feels really, really good. So Underdog, the best place to play. Pick 'em. Download the app. Sign up with the promo code Woods. Deposit now. You'll get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. The promo code, again, is Woods. Must be 18 and over. Present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I like days like this. I like the days where we have to really, really dig deep. We have to explore the space. The canvas is blank, and we get to paint it.
So, Paulie texted us last night, and, you know, we have kind of a rundown of, you know, he generally fills it in with some potential show topics, what's going on in the world of sports, Padres. Yeah.
A little bit of a guide.
Just kind of a guide that, you know, we got 4 hours to fill, and we'll veer from script quite often.
Sure.
But it's good to have... It's good to at least have a starting point for the show. And he said, is it just me? It was like nothing going on today. It's like like a blank page. It's an empty canvas. And my first thought was, you guys are just, you're feeling the Roki Sasaki nothingness, the weight, and it's just kind of, it's crushing everybody right now. It just feels like we're in a no man's land. But the world of sports does continue. It does go on. And then I started looking and I thought, wait, actually, Paulie's kind of right. That was a very, very quiet day. I mean, there were a few games, you know, a couple, you know, NBA games. Life goes on. But in terms of like headlines, anything of.
Well, I usually think of it in terms of. News for our show, stories
yeah,
for our
sure.
show.
Sure, yeah. There was some NHL action, some NBA action.
Yeah, but in
action.
Terms of like, yeah, stories of notes that, you know, were compelling and like
that our audience would care about.
You know, who the Cowboys are planning to interview for head coaching positions is not something we're really going to sink our teeth into. Robert Sala, great. That's exciting news for Cowboys fans, I'm sure. But probably not something we're going to spend a lot of time discussing. So you were right. Yeah, I was like, oh, these aren't. These aren't world's biggest sports headlines today. It was a very quiet, quiet day.
It's pretty funny, man. So I turned on the television last night, and it just happened to be on college basketball, and it was Loyola University of Chicago, where I went to college, playing Rhode Island, who's having a good year, 13-3. The Loyola University of Chicago Ramblers got off to a great start. They were 8-0 to start the season. Then the Sister Jean diss happened. They lost 5 of 6. Even though they made
it right.
That was
when players didn't dap her up on the way off the court. They all ignored her as she was holding her
fist out.
Her 104, 5-year-old fist out for a little fist bump, and not one player dapped her up.
Heathens.
So they
105.
So they are you know, they're feeling the effects of that. It's like the Kershaw meme, I guess, what happened. But they tried to make it right, and they ended up winning that game. But the funniest part was it was cool, right? I'm looking, oh, that's the gym. Like, that's the gym. That's where we used to play hoops and you know, be in the gym. I really never went to many games there. So Bo walks in. He's going to be 7 in a couple weeks. He goes, oh, Loyola. I go, yeah, because I took him there last year. He goes, what sports did you play in college? I go, none. And he goes, what do you mean? And I go, I didn't play any sports in college, buddy. And he goes, so what do you do at college? And I go, it's school. He goes, what?
It's like high school or middle school. You don't no. try out for the.
He
thought it was just a sport.
It's a sport because when
team.
He watches college football, and what does he see? He sees football.
Yeah.
Right. And I go, what do you think it is? And he goes, wait. So there's school. I go, yes, that's what college is. And he goes, oh. He goes, well, how much class do you have to go to? I go, I mean. Let's call it 5 classes a semester, which is about, you know, it's a few months. He goes, 5. I go, yeah. He goes, I think I would do 1. I go, oh, you are just like me. You really are. He thought college was just like minor league sports. Like he didn't realize the concept of like, you got
to think that all these kids, these players that he's watching yeah. are also going to class on the other days and writing papers.
He had no earthly idea. That college was school.
He thought 30,000 people that go to that school and only go to school. They don't play sports.
The amount of people that play sports are so small, though, that everybody else is there, you know, going to class. He goes, well, what for? I go, to learn. I'm like, what are you talking about?
So I got
to
do 12 years of school, and then I got to pay out the ass for the rest of my life for 4 more years of school.
Exactly, and I may or may not play sports. I go, buddy, if you want to play in college, I said, it's actually, for a lot of schools, it's going to be harder for the athlete because not only do you have to go to class and do all your work, but you got to go to practice and you have to eat right and you got to go do recovery and all that stuff. I said, it's a big deal. And he goes, oh. I mean, it was
that's funny.
It was jarring to him that you actually had to go to college. And they never cease to amaze me.
The things you assume that your kids know, but I mean, why would they?
How would they know?
You've actually explained it to them.
So funny, dude.
All right, coming up this morning, there was actually later in the evening a bit of a Roky Sasaki news drop. Not, you know, no decision has been made. You're not missing out on anything, but we'll give you the latest reporting on the situation coming up in our next segment. We've also got some SDSU basketball tickets to give away. Yeah, those, you know. Students at the school
yes.
that they go to, San Diego State. They're playing Saturday against UNLV. just pulled off an upset last night, beat Utah State. So nobody left undefeated in the Mountain West. UNLV coming to town. We'll give away some tickets in our 7 o'clock hour.
Real quick. Is that a good thing or a bad thing that the conference is kind of beating up on each other now?
Probably bad.
It's probably bad, right? Yeah,
I think it just makes everyone look more mediocre.
Yes, exactly.
It diminishes the wins. It makes the losses worse. But whatever.
But the Aztecs are closer to first place now. They're just a game and a half behind first place because of the losses by New Mexico and Utah State over the last couple of days. So if you want to win your conference, it's a good thing. So it can kind of cut both ways. We've got Don't Do This. They're maybe a little Hall of Fame talk. They're going to announce the new class coming up in just a couple of days, I think on Tuesday. And they are, ballots are starting to be released that people are voting for their Hall of Famers.
And there is there's a guy we love, man. And he kind of is the dad of Mad Friars. His name is David Jay, one of the more intelligent baseball writers and speakers out there. David's going to join us at 7:35. He's been kind enough to accept my early morning text. Wanted to get a little bit more clarification on what the Dodgers and Padres are currently trying to do today by adding space for more money to make a sweeter offer to Roki Sasaki. It is a little convoluted.
Even I'm a little unclear on the exact details of how this works.
And if done improperly, you could lose your gig forever.
You could be sent to Shawshank.
You are off to baseball Shawshank after that. So.
It is a throwback Thursday, so we'll play a little real or fake, try to qualify someone for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas. And since it's Thursday, we got another football threesome. We'll make our picks again.
Yeah, what's
like
the bet?
Like we did last week, not a mesh shirt. How about that?
How about a cod piece?
What exactly is cod piece?
It's like a big, giant cup.
But it goes over the top.
Correct.
Why would you want to wear? I don't understand.
Like Gene Simmons used to wear one.
Don't understand the purpose of
that. I don't know why our show has gone full BDSM, but for whatever reason,
apparently it has. Ryan will report, and we'll turn things over to Annie and Elston at 10 o'clock. So we'll try to make something.
We'll have fun.
Out of a lot of nothing and have a fun Thursday here. We'll come back and talk about what happened with the latest Roki Sasaki developments in just a second. First, though, I've been playing Prize Picks for about 8 or 9 months now. Learned about it early last year. They said, hey, give it a try. If you like it, you can talk about it on the radio. I never really done the online daily fantasy sports before. Prize Picks made it really easy, really fun, really safe. 10 million members, can't be wrong. Billions of dollars in awarded winnings. All you have to do is pick more or less on daily fantasy lineups between 2 and 6 players. Set as few as you want, set as many as you want. You play your way, you run your game all season long. Right now, obviously, with the football playoffs, a lot of attention on this weekend's games, and they've got all kinds of different stat projections for players like Patrick Mahomes and Jared Goff and Derrick Henry, rushing yards, passing yards. You can play the way you want with Prize Picks and combine them all together and win real money. It's very easy. When you sign up and download the app, make sure to use our code KWFN because you're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Hey, that's like 10 $5 lineups right there. And because you can win up to 1,000 times your money, I mean, $5 into $5,000, not easy, but you can do it. Or, turn $5 into $25, $30. That happens all the time. I've done that a bunch, and you can as well. So use code KWFN, get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup with Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. Now, no one should be surprised that Roki Sasaki did not make his decision yesterday. It was fairly telegraphed by his team that probably not going to come until later in the window here that he's got between January 15th and January 23rd. But you also have to be prepared that, once the news gets out, I don't think it's going to stay a secret for very long.
Yeah.
So far, though, nothing. Crickets on Roki Sasaki after day one of the window. But we did get a little bit of news last night, Woods, from Mark Feinsand of MLB.com. Said, according to sources, both the Dodgers and Padres have been calling teams with regard to trading for international bonus pool money with the hopes of bulking up the amount they could offer Roki Sasaki. By Jack Harris, first to report the Dodgers' interest in adding to their pool. Also, one executive said, quote, there are a number of teams asking for international money, some that you would guess and some that you would not. The Dodgers and Padres are certainly reaching out, but they aren't alone. Other teams are recognizing opportunities. So, It sounds like both the Dodgers and Padres, at least. I don't know about the Blue Jays, but the Dodgers and Padres still both feel like they're very much in play for Roki Sasaki and are doing everything they can to get all their ducks in a row and be able to offer him as much as possible. If money is going to make a difference, even though it's a fairly small amount when in baseball terms, they want to make sure that they can offer what they can offer for Roki Sasaki.
Well, and it leads me to believe that the Padres are still in it. You know, if you're still out there making moves to clear up space, then that means that, yeah, no decision has really been made yet, and you want to be able to present the best and kind of final offer. How long do they have to do this? Till the 23rd?
Well, they can do it all year long, but, I mean, Roki has to sign by the 23rd, so I'd imagine you have to have it all amassed before you actually do sign him. So the question here is money actually a motivating factor? A lot of people will rightly point out, if he was driven by money, all he had to do was play in Japan two more years,
yep.
And he could have come to the United States and signed probably a $300 million plus deal like Yoshinobu Yamamoto did. So it doesn't sound like money is of primary concern to Roki Sasaki.
Yeah.
However, we also, I think, sometimes go too far the other direction when we look at that, because there is a difference between around $10 million, which is what the Padres could bulk up their international pool to with trades, and around $8 million, which is what the Dodgers can bulk their pool up to. There's a real difference in life between $8 and $10 million. For someone who, you know, has not grown up wealthy, you know, was grown up essentially almost orphaned by a tsunami,
yeah.
You know, this is life-changing money either way, and, you know, a couple of million dollars might actually be a real important incentive for Roki Sasaki, not knowing, you know, it's pitching. You might not stay healthy. You might not be as good as you thought you were against.
You may not get to that big
contract. You may never get to it.
You may never get to that contract.
You can live pretty well on $10 million the rest of your life, but you'd probably rather have 10 than 8 if you were relying on it. Now, you know.
And I think, though, you know, if you look at it like that, then that means that money is, in fact, important to him, which it should be, and it should be
to everyone.
In the
way that it's important to everyone, kind of.
That being said, though, where I'm going with this is, if you're LA, you're able to say, yes, you know, Shohei has the lion's share of the endorsements here, but that doesn't mean that there's not plenty to go around for you. We obviously have a giant Japanese community here that serves Shohei and Yamamoto, and you're going to fit right in, and you're going to make tons of endorsement opportunities, which I think he would. I think he would make that anywhere he went. But I wonder if that sweetens the pot for him to go to the Dodgers. I don't know. I don't know what their situation is. But I do know, you know, that's something that the Padres front office needs to be, you know, looking at too. How can we get this guy, you know, how can we make this guy more money as he's playing on a, you know, a pittance for a guy of his caliber.
We do know the Padres did not sign any other players on the first day of the international signing period. Normally a very active AJ Preller sort of day when he adds players like Leodalis DeVries and Ethan Salas. He's had the number one prospect each of the last 2 years, but they've clearly put a lot of eggs, if not all of their eggs,
every international egg,
the Roki Sasaki basket. Yeah, they can make one heck of an omelet with the number of eggs they have put in this basket. And, you know, for good or ill, if they get him, you'll say that was smart that you dedicated all your resources to make sure you land this guy. If they don't get him,
sucks, man.
Obviously it's going to look like it was foolish. You chased a dream that never materialized. You could have gone and, you know, signed a bunch of other international players. You may lose some of them now, and it will have a cost. So this is a gamble, you know, for the San Diego Padres and a little bit for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Obviously, they don't feel like it's as franchise-defining of a gamble as the Padres do.
Yeah.
But the Padres have been all in on this pursuit.
For a long time.
And now they are playing the last waiting game. I said last night on Channel 10, it feels like we're in the end. We are in the end game now. But the last, you know, acquiring of bonus pool, additional money, this is the last tiny bit you can do to try to convince him to come over to your team.
James says, can't a team only trade for $250K at a time? So to get to that $10 million mark, that's 10 players. But
you know, you can... You can trade in increments of 250, but like you could trade for 750 with one team.
Right.
For one player. I was just looking up an example from a couple years ago, like the Twins traded a low single A, like 16th round draft pick from the year before for $750,000 in international bonus pool space.
But is there a cap on how much international bonus pool money you can accumulate, or can you just trade your whole farm system and have $12 million?
You can only add up to 60%. We'll talk to David Jay about this, but you can only add up to 60% of what your original bonus limit was. So the Padres started in the range of what was their bonus limit again? It was around $7 million.
7.2 or something.
So whatever 60% of that is like 30 or like four, they can get up to somewhere in the 10 to 11 million bucks.
Yeah. Okay.
Dodgers are a little lower. They started a million lower, so they can only add a little bit. They can add less than the Padres, so they can only get up to somewhere in the like $9 million range.
So I mean, I think it behooves AJ Preller then to try to get the max, get as much as you can possibly get, and present that offer to Roki and his agent, and hope that that's enough to close the
deal.
Now,
you don't want to give away prospects if you're not, you know, if it's not going to serve your interests, and you will have to. I mean, even if they're low level prospects, You are giving up guys from your organization, so you don't want to do too much of that. But if it guaranteed you Roki Sasaki, and I saw the point made yesterday, you would just do it. You would give up whoever you had to give up to acquire that space. If it was the difference between getting him and not getting him, there's nothing you wouldn't do at this point. You are all in, and you would just do it to make sure you had enough money.
Be interesting, man. I had a busy day yesterday, but I was kind of scrolling aimlessly looking for any report, and it's going to be big when it happens. I'm hoping it happens soon. I'm ready to get this over with. I don't know about you guys. I'm ready to get it over with.
I mean, one way or the other,
move on.
It feels like it's time to move on.
Isn't like a story that popped up a couple of weeks ago, and you're like, oh, the Padres are in on this?
We're
okay,
this
is exciting. This has been, I mean, recently, weeks and months, but really it's been years.
It's been years.
And I'm ready for it to be over.
Yeah, and I hope we get him. Obviously, hope we get him. It would feel good for this fan base to get a guy like that. And, you know, knowing he picked you over the Dodgers would be great.
Now, either way, the Padres still have work to do. Whether they get or don't get Roki Sasaki,
no doubt. It
feels like it's kind of held up everything in the offseason. And you're asking the question, well, other teams have been making all these moves. Is there anything left? I've got the answer for you here, and we'll get to it right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So I just was curious, like, okay, how much of this offseason has really passed by the Padres? Because it feels like a lot. So I went back to the beginning of the offseason when ESPN released their list of top 50 free agents. And I go, all right, how many are actually left? And I was surprised to learn that 18 of the top 50 still remain, including 13 of the top 33. So a full third of the best 33 free agents, more than a third, are still available and have not signed on the open market yet. And dozens still remain on the others of note list. So it's not like you're walking down the aisles of the supermarket and it's empty. It's been picked over. Hurricane's coming and there's nothing left but, you know, one can of beans. There's actually quite a bit. Now, are some of the premium items gone? Clearly, yes. There's been plenty of signings. You know, the Corbin Burnses of the world, they have gone. They have signed. Juan Soto has signed. But there's actually a large number of players still remaining. And Woods, we can kind of go through some of that as the show goes on. Like who could the Padres, I don't want to say pivot to, because pivot, you know, means you're changing your plan. I don't think they're changing their plan either.
Yeah, this would not be a pivot. A pivot would be like, I wanted Corbin Burnes, he's off the market, so I signed.
And I don't think they ever did. So they're not really pivoting. This was always the plan. But who are they targeting that is still remaining on the market?
I've heard nothing. No whispers about the Padres being connected to one single free agent other than, you know, maybe guys that have been here before, the Peralta. And I haven't really heard Peralta being mentioned as bringing back. But Jerickson Profar obviously is a name that many fans want back here.
And speaking of Jerickson Profar, you know, the question of what teams are willing to pay him and his value Seems to be an interesting one around Major League Baseball. Mike Petriello from MLB.com wrote a piece about Jurickson Profar last night. We just found out he's going to join us at 8:35 this morning. Talk a little bit about Jurickson's season. And was it a mirage or was it real? Can he duplicate that again? Is he worth a big raise or should teams be wary about what Jurickson did last year?
You know, and the more I think about it, like, if you ask me, Woodsy, will Jurickson put up a similar type season if he goes to Atlanta or New York? I would say no. Woodsy, would he put up a similar type season if he came back to San Diego? My answer is probably yes. We've all said it. We've said it. We beat it like a drum. He is a Padre. He's built to be a Padre. He has said it before. This is where I feel best. This is where I'm most comfortable. This is where my family's comfortable. Tatis is one of my best friends in the world. This is where I belong. And I get it, man. And I get that he has he needs a raise, certainly. But what is the sweet spot for Jurickson Profar remains such an interesting offseason question.
So we'll talk with Mike Petriello about that coming up at 8:35 this morning. First, though, I want to remind everybody that the Biggest Fan contest is returning. You might remember the Biggest Fan. Here's how it works. You put your name in to qualify. You can do that like right now at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. And then starting on January 27th, we call names three times a day at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. to qualify listeners for our grand prize drawing. And the grand prize is a really good one. It's a night in the Odyssey Suite at Petco Park with 20 tickets for a Padres game coming up in 2025. Winners last year had a blast. You've got a chance to win again this year in our Biggest Fan contest. Again, just register now. That's all you have to do is get your name in, and then starting January 27th, we'll explain further, but you're listening for your chance to call back and qualify. 973thefansd.com.
That's how you get your name in.
/biggestfan.
There you go.
Real names only, please,
yeah,
though.
We actually have an example of what it will sound like when the contest is running.
Oh.
Like I said, put your name in the hopper right now. We will draw names, and you got to listen at the right times.
Yep.
And it might sound something similar, at least, to this. Like, this was 2020.
A year ago?
2020.
No, 5 years.
5 years ago this week.
833-288-0973. You got 10 minutes. Dixie. Dixie Normus. Dixie. Why are you laughing?
Got him. Oh my God!
That's the name on my list here.
What is it again?
Dixie Normus.
You can catch it when he catches it.
Oh, you're doing the Simpsons thing on me.
The Simpsons thing.
Nope.
The Bart Simpson.
Oh. No. God, I'm pouring sweat right now.
I did not
so sorry.
Know that.
I'm so sorry.
Why? I instantly regret.
I am sick today.
I was.
I instantly regret what just happened.
I've been nervous for the last hour.
I'm shaking right now.
I feel like, oh God.
Ben, I'm so sorry.
I'm not even at my best.
I'm so sorry.
He actually did.
I didn't even look at it.
Proof that he is Ron Burgundy. My heart right now. My heart is pounding out of my chest.
Really? Right before the raps, too, you just want to make me feel as bad as possible?
Yeah, it's like a pylon. Adam was so mad at me for that.
Yeah.
He did not like the fact that it said Dixie Normus.
I mean, Simpsons didn't say invent it, again. It, but Bart would call Moe's Tavern
Dixie.
And give a name like that. And
Dixie Normus?
Is he anyone here? They would do that on, like, every other episode.
Seymour Butts?
Seymour Butts.
There's a Jenna Tolls that makes her way on Twitter sometimes. That one I can't say. Diesel. Oh, no, I can. He was actually on this radio station. Mike Hawk was on one of those shows on The Machine. Here we are, and my name is Mike Hawk. Say it fast.
Don't say it fast.
Say it fast.
Don't say it fast.
What a...
All right, loser for their NFL picks has to say the name fast.
No, it's got to be worse than that.
There's Mike Hawk. He's also someone with the same first name, but his last name is Hunt.
You cannot do that one. That's the one you don't
want to do. That's a really bad one.
That's the one that you don't want to say. We should probably just end this fun. Yeah.
Throwback Thursday fun.
Hugh Jass.
Hugh Jass. Amanda, hug and kiss.
Hug and kiss.
No.
I mean, I could do an hour on these.
100%. But Dixie Normus was one of my favorite moments. That was 5 years ago?
Five.
Where has the time gone?
5 years ago tomorrow.
Where has the time gone?
Dixie. Dixie Normus. Oh, man, that was great. Dixie. Dixie Normus.
But, Paul, thank you for the example of how the biggest fan just, current
I want
is.
That's how it works. Inform our listeners. Does. I'm sure we've got some new listeners since 2020. So
now, Dan puts hear. One in the chat. This is a little... This isn't very... I mean, this is very blatant. Schlong dong silver.
See, I don't think that's going even to
I wouldn't,
work.
Even I wouldn't get fooled by that
a
one.
Guy by the name of Schlong. Schlong dong silver.
Of some
yes,
sort.
Yes, Yiddish. That's fantastic. That was pre-COVID, you guys. Holy cow.
Well, it was 2020. It was like right
yeah,
before.
Yeah, just right before yeah, we were in here. Of it all.
And then somebody made us name tags and sent them in.
That's right.
And Ben had a Dixie Normus name tag. It was great.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. We still have coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. We'll have Don't Do This. And David Jay is going to join us to explain a little bit more about the mechanics of the bonus pool money. Are there other international prospects that the Padres could still go after? How does this work? I mean, in an ideal world, you sign Sasaki and you still can add a few international prospects as well. Or is that out the window if you sign Roki Sasaki? We can get into a little bit of the details of the process here with David Jay coming up at 7:35.
Yeah, and we'll talk about how you have to be really careful when you're playing in this arena. Bring back the story of John Coppolella. You may remember him, you may not, but he was banned from baseball. He's the former Atlanta Braves GM for doing exactly, you know, what they're looking to do right now.
Coming up next on The Fan.